Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Selma. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentry for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Qualls, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Weiss scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Qualls moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Qualls. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Qualls steals third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Qualls tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shamsky moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 0 in the game. Gentry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rich Nye now pitching. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Qual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye bunts towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field. AG picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on AG. Santo goes all the way around to score. Banks moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2 Mets. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-1 in the game. Gentry hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Qualls hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler pinch hits for Rich Nye. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gasper pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.